Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Yesterday we talked about Biden getting out all the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, all the journalists. He says, we got over 200 journalists out of Kabul on a military transport earlier in the week. That shows you who he cares about. But they're not doing him any favors. We played a lot of clips yesterday of journalists saying, this is horrible. If I were the Taliban, I would make sure all the journalists got to stay on the ground and watch everything that we do to the Americans to embarrass them. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. They can't do anything more than we've done to ourselves because we let them put a demented fool in the White House in the biggest coup in the history of man. And since then, they have robbed the Treasury in the biggest heist ever in human condition, prorated any way you want to look at it. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Folks, please go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com / what is it, our store? Anyway, just go there and look at all the things that we offer that can help you in terms of getting discount meds. We got some amazing merch if you're of the ilk that wants to wear a shirt that, or, you know, or have a cup that is, expresses what you really feel without hiding your, you know, your real emotions about it. Then get our stuff because that's our message. But everything on there pretty much is something that helps you, bolsters what you feel. And here's the beautiful thing. You make us work. I mean, you're the reason we get to do what we do, because when you listen, when you download this podcast, tell it to somebody else, if you maybe happen to donate to a cause or something like that, it's amazing what we're able to do with it. We stretch a dollar further than any organization. Some of these organizations have gotten millions and millions of dollars. And you know what they do with it? They throw themselves elaborate events that don't accomplish a whole lot. That's not something we do. When we throw an event, it has a purpose. And we're getting ready to start doing some of those. And for the record, those of you who do support us in the best way, we're going to have some things that are exclusive only to you. You're going to get back, you know, in scenes of things, stuff that we do that other people are not going to get to see. It's going to be for our most rabid fans. Because I don't think of you as fans. I think of you as friends and family. Anyway, I want to talk about what comes next for Joe Biden. Because, see, Joe Biden's missing the optics in all of this Afghanistan stuff. And he's never going to get it because he's never going to take fault for it. He tried to push it off on Trump. Well, Trump gave me a date that I couldn't do anything with. I mean, what was I supposed to do? And then, of course, he blamed the Afghans. Well, look at them, man. They tucked tail and ran, and they did this, and I had this date that I had to live up to. I didn't want to send troops over. I didn't want to kill any more boys. You know what people are saying right now? Wait a minute, Joe Biden. What have you done for the future? What if the Taliban resurges and we end up fighting them again? Except now they're even more powerful. See, Trump had put a lid on this. He was saying, yeah, look, we're going to leave. You can negotiate this. We're going to give everybody a seat at the table and we're going to monitor it. And if you're not able to do it, you know, we'll let the world community deal with it. But we're not going to police you. But what we aren't going to do is let you be terrorist. You think these people care what Joe Biden thinks? But anyway, I'm going to tell you what. I want to give you the future of Afghanistan when the media or some powers that be finally say, look, we can't get anything done unless we get off of this. And for the record, I do believe that they're using this currently to try to get all this other crap done. While we're looking at Afghanistan, they're passing multi-trillion dollar budgets, multi-trillion dollars for more of this scamdemic. They're still trying to implement mask mandates, and the good news is we have governors that are fighting back that aren't going to let it happen. I had a list. We just published a thing on the places where governors have said, we're not going to allow this to happen. To hell with the Fed. Tennessee, Texas, Arizona, Arkansas, all little pieces, Utah, you know, not none of them, in my opinion, have the best thing, but they all have pieces of what should be done to protect your rights. But here's what I'm going to tell you what's going to happen with Joe Biden and team, because they're scheming right now. They got to figure a way out of this. And so in a few weeks, you're going to see everybody who was in danger in Afghanistan is now out. Now, that will be done in some kind of a deal, a mega, mega cash deal of this money that they've stolen from us in the scam. It'll go to the Afghanistan, to the Taliban. Now, if you were left behind, they're going to say it's because you chose to be left behind. And the media, at some point, may very well do a 180, and they will praise Biden on his ability to have taken a sow's ear and turned it into a silk purse. They're going to make, oh my gosh, the leadership. We first miscalculated. We didn't realize what he was doing. He was playing a shell game with the Taliban. Look at what he did. Oh my gosh, it's a miracle. And of course, none of it's going to be true. Because people are dying in Afghanistan. Many more will die because of Biden's incompetence. I'm just warning you. Don't get too caught up in the hype of this. Never let them put this on page 16. You've seen the warning signs, folks, of what I've predicted. It's already coming out. The number count. They gave us a number count last week. 18,000 have been removed from Afghanistan. Now, before they told us, well, there's between 5 and 10,000. No, there's 15,000. Now, 18,000 have been evacuated. They've already surpassed the numbers of three different reports that we've played on this show, their clips. Generals, how many people? Well, somewhere between 5 and 10,000. Oh, there's up to 15,000, says the media. And then last week, we get a number, 18,000. So the high watermark was 15. We're already 3,000 over that. See, that's a setup. Yeah, and by the way, do you believe that number? Do you really believe that, oh yeah, it's 18,000? I don't know what the number is, but I don't even believe it's 18,000 because they weren't even talking about that number before. Soon the count will be so high, you will wonder things like, how is it possible that 200 million people are vaccinated in a country of 328 million? Did you know that? See, you're going to get pencil whipped. You're going to get numbers manipulated to make it appear that everything's bigger than what it was, and you had no reason to be concerned. And that's why Biden was cool under pressure. I'm waiting for it. We'll be back. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cause this a death.
I warned you. I said Biden is subject to have a miraculous recovery by the media. They could be setting us up. See, they want you to suddenly understand that Biden's cool, calm, and collected nature, his I don't give a crap nature, that has thousands of Americans and Afghanis in harm's way because of the takeover by the Taliban, that his complete public sodomy by the Taliban was planned. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. This is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I hope you will go and pay attention to what we do, what I write, what we do in media and other things, and I hope you will become a super fan of what we talk about here because we're going to give you the truth. And the truth is, they could be setting you up. The powers that be, the people that performed the big cheat that got Biden put into office in a coup of President Trump, may be setting you up. They may be setting you up for something even bigger, which is look at the miraculous recovery of Joe Biden. And I gave you some numbers. They had experts, military experts, saying, how many people do you think are caught or trapped over there? How many Americans? They said, well, it could be between 5,000 to 10,000 people. That's what General Kirby, I believe his name, said. Then media pundits were, well, it could be as many as 15,000. And then last week we heard 18,000 were evacuated. Joe Biden said one day they evacuated 5,000. Suddenly, the entire country of Afghanistan could be evacuated. The only people left are going to be people who didn't want to get to the airport, who wanted to be there. So whatever comes to them, well, it isn't going to be on Joe Biden's. The blood isn't on his hands. The blood isn't on the hands of the Democrats. How long do you think the Democrats will allow this fiasco to be pointed at them? I said earlier, they tried to point it at Trump. It didn't work. So somehow they got to get out of it. But they don't want to get out of it right now. You want to know why? Because it's keeping your attention there. You heard anything about Hunter Biden? You heard anything about the border situation? Let me tell you what they're doing. They are going to pass a mega bill that's going to explode the budget. They're going to spend the trillions of more dollars on this scamdemic of Wu flu. They're going to talk about the Delta variant. As soon as all this is over, all of it's going to come pouring back. And don't be surprised if Joe Biden's a hero. Because whoever who's pulling the strings may be playing us as well. Leftists are in their business of stealing from the Treasury. And they need this fiasco to make that happen. So the number count, as I mentioned, was 18,000. The count's going to get higher. And it's going to be just like the Wu flu numbers. And I jotted some down here. Let me pull this up. So what they told us was 200 million, it was 199 million when I looked, of Americans had been vaccinated. Of 328 million people, 200 million, they say, are vaccinated. 61% of the population. Biden wanted 70. Now, exactly what U.S. facts reported and the feds claim as a number of Americans who have received at least their first shot is what I just gave you. And these numbers are bogus. And let me tell you why I know they're bogus with 100% certainty. First, 73 million Americans consist of children under the age of 17. 48 million of those kids are under the age of 12, in which there is no vaccine for them. So if you use the entirety of the 73 million, that leaves 255 million people, adults, who theoretically got the shot. So if you're to believe the government's number, 200 million of 255 million adults have gotten the shot, which is a much higher percentage of what they have for the government's numbers. You understand what I'm saying? That's 80% of the people have gotten the shot versus 61%. But it gets worse. Because roughly 37 million people, give or take now, have contracted Wu flu. So these people don't need and generally wouldn't get the Wu flu vaccine. So if you subtract 37,000 from the 328 million, you end up with 218 million eligible vaccine Americans, vaccine eligible, however you want to put it. So 200 million of 228 million would mean that 92% of the country is vaccinated. You understand? So let's go back to Afghanistan. As I said, less than a week ago, team members of Team Demento were asked how many Americans were in Afghanistan, and they said 5,000 people, 5 to 10,000. I argued on my radio show, I said, why would you give a gap like that? If you say 5 to 6,000, that's legit. 5 to 10,000 means you're taking a wild-ass guess. That's what that means. So they don't know. But then we heard it could be 15,000. Then they said, we're prepping for 30,000-plus people to go to DOD bases. These are Afghanis and Americans now.
and Joe Biden's evacuating, right? He's pushing them all out. I've heard from experts, and I use my finger quotes, who say, we don't even know. We don't know how many people are there, how many people to get out. Shades of Benghazi. At least we had a count because we knew how many people were at the CIA annex before it got overrun by the bad guys. But they have no clue. How can you not have a clue of the number of people and operatives you have in country? But they don't. But what you're going to start seeing is a padding of the numbers. I promise you. The first report's already out with the 18,000. You're going to start seeing CNN and MSNBC and all these guys post the number of Americans and allies, if you will, of America that have been evacuated. It'll be from 18,000 to 32,000 to 57,000 to 93,000. They'll start showing it because that's when you know you're starting to get sold. They're selling you on the concept that Joe Biden, he started out, he stumbled out of the blocks. Oh, but he got his footing and he set a world record in the quarter mile. Running it in under 40 seconds after he got his footing, because everybody knows a demented 70-something-year-old clown could certainly beat the world record in the quarter mile. Don't you know that? The new narrative will be he can do no wrong. All this talk was Joe Biden being cool under pressure. Look at how presidential he was. How would Trump have handled it? And suddenly, the fact that it would have never existed under Trump will be lost on the media. And they will do this, folks, as it gets closer to the midterms. Now, here's the bad news. The Taliban may not participate. The Taliban may understand this and say, we know what Joe Biden's trying to do, and they either support it, which would be smart on their part, or maybe they want a regime change in America. I don't have any answers on it. But I think it's good food for thought, and I think it's something that you need to be looking out for as you watch the news. We'll be back. That's it for now, folks. Come back and check
in the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The biggest credo in the military is no man left behind, no one left behind, and that's precisely what we were doing. We were violating the trust and moral obligation that we gave them.
Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCaul reacting to the news that President Biden says he will not extend the August 31st deadline to withdraw U.S. combat troops from Afghanistan. Governor Gavin Newsom wants federal help responding to the historic wildfires raging throughout California. State authorities say more than 42,000 residents are evacuated in fire zones across 9 counties. A presidential mayor disaster declaration would not only help the firefight, it would also provide housing assistance, food aid, counseling, and medical services. Firefighters in California continuing to fight the massive Dixie Fire. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Joe Biden has declared a major disaster area exists in the state of Tennessee and ordered federal aid after record downpours and flash flooding left at least 21 dead over the weekend. The president has ordered federal aid to help local rescue efforts, with the action making funding available to affected people in Humphreys County. This Humphreys County sheriff saying,
talking about houses that's been removed from the foundation. I'm talking about houses that people can't even get into because the floors are gone.
Janet Rice lost her family business. She tells NBC News,
no one has flood insurance. People are devastated. And how do you recover this? I mean, there's people that their whole lives are gone.
Kathy Hochul is getting right to work on key issues in New York State on her first day in office. Former Governor Andrew Cuomo resigned on Monday following numerous sexual harassment allegations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There are complaints from Biden aides about this. And so did Daniel Marins of HuffPost, who wrote that Biden, quote, has stuck to his guns while under attack in the press, laying out a case for the limits of American military power. So, is this exactly what anchors and reporters should be doing, holding the administration accountable? Or has the coverage been out of proportion, out of step with the American public? Let's ask two of the critics this week. Matthew Dowd, former ABC News chief political analyst and former advisor to the Bush-Cheney 2004 campaign. And Amanda Marcotte, senior politics writer at Salon.com. So, Matthew Dowd, you would describe the media's coverage this week as what?
Way over the top and unconnected to a perspective on the issue from the beginning. They added more perspective in the final days, but from the beginning they didn't have a perspective on it. My sense of this is Joe Biden has done, we should judge it by the data of what's happened and not by anecdotes. And sometimes the press has a tendency to judge things by anecdotes and not the data. And the data for the last week shows Joe Biden has basically gotten 30,000 people out of Afghanistan without a single loss of an American life.
Amanda, what's your critique of the coverage?
I agree. It's been over the top. I think that we were reminded of the factors that got us into some of the wars and to begin with, which is there tends to be a bias in the press towards military intervention. And I think that we also see why it was so hard for presidents in the past to pull out of Afghanistan. They were afraid of exactly this kind of press overreaction. There's no way to surrender, leave, withdraw, whatever you want to call it, in a war without things getting ugly. And I feel there was something Pollyannish about expecting anything different. And it disappoints me that the press is behaving in this way.
What did I tell you guys? I said that there are going to be people that are going to act as if Biden did the right thing and blah, blah, blah. And what did they say? Media coverage over the top, unconnected from the perspective. What perspective were we unconnected from? Luckily, there was some media there and we could see what happened, because let me tell you, I'm shocked they aren't trying to cover this up. The way they did Wu Flu, the way they pretend about Russian collusion and Ukrainian extortion and a host of other things. I'm shocked. They've covered up our border situation. When's the last time you've seen any shots of the border and the chaos going on down there? The only reason why you're seeing this is because the international community is over this as well. And they can't ignore it. British sending their SAS secret top team, elite fighting forces over. The French sending their teams over. The Germans sending their teams over. Why? Because America can't protect the very country that it decided to, you know, station troops and take over. Whether you look, I'm not even debating that. I don't know whether we should or we shouldn't. I think it was probably a good idea to go in and help with some sort of a, you know, of a plan to get out, which is what Trump did. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to. That was Brian Stelter interviewing Matthew Dowd, a Bush Cheney guy, and some chick from Salon Magazine. And Matthew Dowd says, in the beginning, they didn't have a perspective. And then he goes on to say, you should judge it by the data, not the anecdotes. He's acting as if the tens of thousands of people, soon to be hundreds of thousands, who want to escape that third world crap hole are anecdotes. They're not legit. Those are the one-off stories. Oh, a couple of people can't get to the airport. He claims that 30,000 people, see, I told you the number is going to rise and rise and rise. I told you this. Biden's miraculous recovery, they're going to try to start setting the media. They're testing to see what will people think about this if we claim it this way.
He's gotten 30,000 people out of Afghanistan without the loss of a single American life.
Is this guy watching the news? There were dozens of people who were trampled to death at the airport. Those lives don't count. What are they? They anecdotes? The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. And then they bring on the chick from Salon Magazine. Oh, I agree. It was over the top. Over the top, watching people try to jump on a C-17, jump onto the wing or the wheel well, whatever they could get a hold of, get flown up in the air and dropped out of the sky. And they say it's hyperbole. Everybody's just, this is an overblown situation. And then she tried to go into the talking points of the Democrats. We got to remember what got us into this war initially. Let's go back 20 years. Let's try to blame Bush because he did it. Whether you look, I don't care what Bush did. That's not the situation. That's two decades ago. We have leadership, that's supposed to be dealing with issues of the day. And you know what? Brain dead Joe Biden can't do it. It's really that simple. Says, why is it so hard for presidents to pull out of the past, to pull out of Afghanistan? Hey, let me tell you, young lady, the reason why it's been tough is because they didn't have the guts. And you know who did? You know who said, when I'm reelected, legitimately, which he was, I'll get us out of Afghanistan. And everybody knows, I'm going to say it again, everybody knows that Trump would have done this orderly. There would have been no chaos. That's the problem that the Democrats face. There would have been no chaos. And look, every time you turn around, people are showcasing that Biden is lying. He's lying. Every time he opens his mouth about this situation, he's lying. And what have I told you, folks? I said, Joe Biden is a bona fide, certified, pathological liar. He will say whatever it takes to get him out of a situation. That's it. He's not going to back it up. That's why right now the military, the Afghanis look at him as like, shut up. They're even threatening him. They're saying, look, if you don't hit your deadline, there'll be hell to pay. And Biden's like, ooh. And talk about military. Do you look at these generals that they have? These are Obama generals, by the way. The good guys left after the era of Obama. They said, I've had enough. They might have stuck around if they'd known Trump was coming. Anyway, here's Chris Matthews interviewing one of Joe Biden's guys, and he calls. He essentially says Biden lied. I mean, Chris Wallace, not Chris Matthews.
On Friday, said a few other things that were flat wrong, Mr. Secretary. Here he is on the threat from Al Qaeda.
What interest do we have in Afghanistan at this point with Al Qaeda gone?
But a UN report this summer says that Al-Qaeda is present in 15 of the 34 provinces of Afghanistan. And General Milley said this summer that if the Taliban fell, that he was, or rather took over Kabul, that he was going to have to upgrade the terror threat from al-Qaeda. What the president said just wasn't true.
Chris, step back for 1 second. First, as we all know, we went to Afghanistan 20 years ago with one mission and one purpose in mind. And that was to deal with the folks who attacked us on 9/11, to bring bin Laden to justice, which we did a decade ago, and to diminish the capacity of al-Qaeda to do the same thing again, to attack us from Afghanistan. And that, to the president's point, has been successful. We got bin Laden a decade ago.
The president Please. Said al-Qaeda is gone. Simple question. Is al-Qaeda gone from Pakistan, from Afghanistan?
Al-Qaeda's capacity to do what it did on 9/11, to attack us, to attack our partners or allies from Afghanistan, is vastly, vastly diminished.
Is it gone?
Are there al-Qaeda members and remnants in Afghanistan? Yes, but what the president was referring to was this capacity to do what it did on 9/11, and that capacity has been very successfully diminished.
Talking points. That's all they have. The Democrats have nothing of substance. Let me tell you something, folks. You got a lot of folks leaving the Democratic Party because they're watching this. And Glenn Greenwald was on Tucker Carlson. We'll play this here in a bit. But he probably gives a very good, I'm going to say a different perspective over how to look at the media as well as what's happening here and how Biden has to react. And it's in the media's relationship with our clandestine agencies. And it really begins to make sense. So we'll get to that in just a bit. But what I want to talk to right now is about these pundits now and this cover for Biden that people will try to get. Chris Wallace obviously was kind of pressing him on the issue. But Matthew Dowd says we have to have a different perspective, judge by the data, not by the anecdotes. And the data is 30,000 people have been lifted out of Afghanistan without a loss of a single life. Now, keep in mind, this was a while back. I mean, this is over a week ago. Then we had this other girl that came on that says, hey, you got to expect ugly when you're dealing with an evacuation. So she's providing cover. But it's going to go back and forth for a while. I don't think Biden's going to win, but I just want you to understand what these people are doing so you can be on the lookout for it. We've got to take a short break, and we'll be back in just a bit. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tech.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
U.S. scrambles to control the mayhem at the Kabul airport. The situation is growing increasingly dire for thousands of Afghans trying to flee the Taliban. CBS's Roxana Saberi is in Doha tracking developments.
Jerika, evacuees are still flowing into Al Udeid Air Base here in Doha. We have learned that because of overcrowding, Qatar and the U.S. are expanding the facility, installing more showers and places to sleep. The U.S. is also trying to screen people faster and fly them to countries like the U.S. and Germany, where one Afghan woman arrived yesterday having just given birth on her flight. The pace pace of the evacuations from Afghanistan is picking up. The Pentagon says U.S. military and coalition flights have airlifted out just over 25,000 people in the last several days. CBS News has learned from a State Department source that the U.S. mission says the situation at the airport remains volatile, but the gates where U.S. troops are stationed were less violent today. And just outside, some witnesses say the Taliban are now making people form lines, but that there's still a mix of order and chaos. NATO says at least 20 people have died at the airport in recent days as people push to flee the country. And now U.S. officials worry that ISIS could use the chaos to carry out an attack. The Pentagon has ordered 6 commercial airlines to help with evacuations. They're not supposed to fly to Kabul Airport, but to help move people from places such as Doha to other temporary sites.
I've already predicted this. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. I predicted all the things that you're listening to right now in the news, and I'm not bragging about it because it's easily done. You probably predicted it yourself. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Situation increasingly dire. See, they're going to give you numbers. 25,000 have been evacuated, 30,000 have been evacuated, 40,000 have been evacuated. But let me tell you what's going to keep happening. The situation in Kabul and Afghanistan in general will be increasingly dire. You want to know why? Very simple. You have no leadership at the commander-in-chief level in America. You have a brain-dead moron who was installed as a puppet. And the people who are running the show have no idea what to do. They don't even care. They just see this as subterfuge so they can steal. And after they're done stealing the most money ever stolen in the history of man, they don't care what happens. Put Trump back in. So they say, people, this is what I predicted. They said, we're going to put 30,000 refugees on air bases around the world, U.S. air bases. And what did I tell you guys? I said, there is no way it will only be 30,000. It'll be 30,000, it'll be 50,000, it'll be 100,000, it'll be 150,000, it'll be 250,000. And it isn't going to stop. They're going to keep bringing these people in. The U.S. may be done with it as of the end of the month. But there are people still going to be trying to get out. There are going to be refugees coming across the globe, getting out of Afghanistan. Let me just say what that is. It is a third world crap hole. The FDCC let me say what I want to say. I tell you what Trump said about it. So now they say there's overcrowding in the facility in Doha. We've got to expand the facility. We've got to screen faster. They're flying them to the U.S. and Germany. Why would they fly them here? Don't we hate foreigners? So they talk about the pace of the evacuation. But here's what they said at the very end. The situation at the airport remains volatile. Supposedly it's less violent, but 20 people were dead. Now, previously I played a clip and the guy goes, hey, nobody's dying. It's orderly. It's hyperbole. What are they talking about? This situation in Afghanistan is not nearly as bad as these people are making out. Yeah. You believe that? So that's just a taste of, and by the way, that I want to repeat, that was CBS chiming in on what's happening. So again, you've got the mainstream media coming in and saying, don't quite believe it. I talked about Victor Davis Hanson a while back. He gave a summary of what was going on there. And I want to play a clip that he had on Waters World. I'm not a fan of Jesse Waters. I think he's a waste of space. But Victor Davis Hanson hits the nail on the head. Now, Waters is outraged in this clip, as he should be. But I want you to listen to how Victor Davis Hanson assesses the situation here. And it's different than what we played, what I talked about before, what he said, because he definitely illuminates on it. And then probably in the next hour, we'll talk about this Glenn Greenwald, who absolutely gives an amazing summation of what's going on over there, different than probably a perspective you've heard. Anyway, here's Victor Davis Hanson.
So we know of no circumstance where American citizens are carrying an American passport are trying to get through to the airport. But we will do whatever needs to be done to see to it they get to the airport.
That's straight up not true. Thousands of Americans are stranded in Afghanistan. We've heard from some of them directly here on Fox.
So I got an email from the embassy that says safely get yourselves to the airport so we can get you in. But when I got there, there's thousands of people on the street and crazily walking around. They just open it for us to get in. But there's a lot of people. It's really tough. It's really hard to get in. When I went to the airport, what I saw was all the checkpoints. They were checking. They were not asking, where are you going? If you're going to the airport, no. Well, where you guys are going? Where are you guys going? Where are you guys leaving? This country needs you guys. I'm trying to get my family out of here.
Joining me now is Hoover Institution Senior Fellow Victor Davis Hanson. I mean, Victor, I have the New York Post right here, Friday. There's like a half dozen people stranded, Americans, that are in the Post. I had a gun pointed to my chest, the other one. I'm stuck here. I'm a U.S. citizen. I can't get out. I'm shivering. I'm panicking. Joe Biden says he hasn't heard of any Americans that can't get to the airport. Are you serious?
That was the most absurd press conference I've ever heard, Jesse, and it was also dereliction of his own duty. If people heard that in Afghanistan and 10,000 of them came out of hiding and they started to go to the airport, a lot of them would be killed and he'd be responsible for giving them false information. It's entirely absurd, and everybody knows it, that you pull your military out first and you let civilians and their families fend for themselves. It's absurd that you don't coordinate with your NATO allies. It's absurd that you leave $50 billion of top-notch military equipment and you turn Afghanistan into a weapons mart for the next 20 years. And it's absolutely absurd that you tell people they can go to the airport with impunity when they'll be shot or killed or harassed or worse if you take him up on that. He was either incoherent or, as you said, he was flat-out telling untruth.
Yeah, both of them are just terrible to witness, Commander-in-Chief, clueless about the truth on the ground. And then he actually said that, no, he hasn't heard from any of our allies that things are going badly. He thinks everything's going great. Meanwhile, you read every single paper over in Europe, and they're all calling it a catastrophe. All the leaders in Great Britain, Germany, France, they're saying, where is this guy? What the hell is going on?
Well, they're using superlatives. They're saying this is the worst setback for the West in 50 years. This is the worst thing NATO's ever suffered. And then they're fighting in the British Parliament on who's to blame for listening to Joe Biden. And the idea that Joe Biden and the Secretary of Defense and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs have no idea how many Americans are there after they've had 7 months in office is disgraceful. And the media thought that they were going to get out of their obsequious lapdog role, but they didn't ask the necessary questions. But the few questions they asked were damning in themselves.
Yeah, it was a pathetic job by the press. They didn't have the emotion. They couldn't get the questions right. And, Victor, I've had you on the show for a couple years. I've never seen you this angry. I've never been this angry in a long, long time. I'm usually cool, calm, and collected. I'm pissed. I don't like the fact that the Commander-in-Chief stranded thousands of Americans behind enemy lines, and he won't own up to it. And he thinks everything's just great. And he's going to pay a huge price for this politically. I'll give you the last 20 seconds.
He is. I'm very upset that the families of 2,500 dead and 20,000 wounded were told that this was inevitable, that this mess at the airport and this carnage and this chaos, it had to happen that way. There were no other choice. That's not what they died for and sacrificed for. There was a way out if you wanted leave to do it with order and dignity and honor, and he chose the opposite in every single case. And then he walked off in kind of a huff as he usually does. It's pathetic.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I don't know what the exact words he used, but he alluded to the idea that it was the worst loss suffered in decades. And it's worse than a loss because it wasn't like we went up against another military. You know, it was a turn, tail, and run, tuck, tail strategy. And he says the Brits were blaming politicians inside of their thing as to who was following Biden. How pathetic. This is a real embarrassment. We'll be back, folks. Keep it here.
This is the K.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.